You were saying earlier about the excitement when they killed the pigs.
Yes. Well, I guess that they used to not feed it for 24 hours or something so that it didn't have anything in its tummy. And I remember our dad used to put a couple of... They used to kill it, and they used to put a couple of wheat bags over them, and then they had boiling water, and they used to pour the boiling water on the wheat bags. And then I remember him having a lid of a billy can that had a little handle on it, and that's how he used to scrape all the bristle off the pig. And a black pig would be white when once they got all the bristle off. I suppose it was the hot water and the steam which loosened it or something or other, but I can see them cleaning it like that and just boiling water on the bag, on the bags, mm-hmm. wheat bags, and then afterwards they used to hang it up. We had a big swing that we kids used to have, and they used to get the thing and string the pig up there and clean it out, take all the insides out, and I think they used to keep all the inside, the bung as they used to call it, and Mum used to clean those and with vinegar and salt inside and outside and take all the fat and that off. And I think they used to use that for making sausages. They used to use that to filling for sausages.
Did they?
Yeah. And we had a mincer, and then Mum used to have a long, about as all big as 2 shilling piece, a long piece of tin business, and then she used to thread that. Oh, then that used to be screwed onto the mincer thing, and used to thread that onto that, and then put the filling for the sausages in the mincer, and turn the handle, and then she used to fill it as she liked, and occasionally she'd turn it and twist it a bit, and then later on she'd bring it into like a loop and tie it together, and used to boil that for the, say, black pudding and the white puddings, and make little round things of it, and of course we kids used to turn the handle for her, and she used to manipulate all the... There's no plastic casing then, but this was used as a casing for the sausages.
Yeah.
And she used to make a little one for us, a little wee one, say about 4 or 5 inches, and the others were about 8 or 9 inches in the round one. And where she turned it around, well, she'd tie it, they both ends there, and then boil them, as I said. And then we used to boil all the trotters and the head, and then that would be like the stock, and she'd cut up a lot of... buy some beef too, and cut beef and pork up and have nice seasoning and peppercorns and a few things like that, and salt and pepper and that, and then we'd put the stock on top of that, and that we used to call that brawn, and that was nice. We used to enjoy having that for a lump of that for tea. And then the hams, I think they used to put some saltpeter or something at... That would be the keeping element, I suppose. And then they used to smoke that in the kitchen when we had the open fireplace. They used to put cocky chaff there, and for about a week it used to smoke it. The cocky chaff wouldn't flare up, it was just a smoke, and that's how where they used to cure the hams and bacon. And then the forequarters and things like that, they used to rub, I think it was saltpeter, they used to rub in it and put it in a big barrel in the down the cellar. We used to use that up, I suppose it'd keep some time. And of course then they used to make some metwurst, as they called it, and that used to be smoked too. And then some other sort of sausage she used to make, that she used to boil it up and a little bit more when we used to eat it, and fry it, and that was a black pudding, I think, and that's what that was. But we used to enjoy it when we came home from school, and when she'd boiled the pig's trotters and things like that, and I suppose we kids used to just look forward to coming home and sucking the nice jelly off of the bones. And
killing the pig was only for household use?
Oh, only for household use. Sometimes they'd kill two, because we never saw all the work that had to be done, for it was a terrible lot of work, just about a day's work for men and the mum to get things ready and mince it. And when it was cooked and things like that, there was like a little loop of string, and that used to hang up on the ceiling with anywhere where there's a nail or something, they used to hang them up there, and look up and you'd see some sausages hanging up there. that was a very common thing.
In the kitchen.
That was a very common thing when killing pig time came, and they said they used to use everything but the grunt or the whistle. That's about everything used to be used.
Mm.